Okay, everybody. Hi, welcome to High and Doing Things podcast. This is your world podness here at Mr. Touch at the Wood of the Library Center Auditorium to watch my friend Joseph win, hopefully, the We Film TV Fest Film Festival, the first ever indie film festival in Kansas City. So I'm super excited for him, Joseph. Are you excited?
Yes.
Are you ready to chat a little bit before we get going? Before it gets too busy?
We can chat really quick.
Just really quickly. Okay, so tell me a little bit about your film.
My film is called At War with Love.
Yes.
And it is basically a symbolic kind of artistic take on three eras of time.
Yeah.
Renaissance, modern punk, and what like the future can bring, such as climate change and how it can affect our skin. It's just
kind of amazing.
Like a sci-fi kind of take on what it can do. Like it makes your skin crystallize because you had to build a resistance to the UV rays and the battles. It's just, it's an artistic
I like
take.
That.
And I collaborated with a photographer, Five Media, and I decided, well, I'm going to bring your photography vision to life through film. And after that, we loved it so much. And it was long enough, obviously, as I was trying to get a short film kind of essence to it.
Right.
Why not submit it as a short film?
Why not?
And, well, obviously, it did work. And we're here now. So.
That's so exciting. That is so cool. I'm really happy for you. I'm happy to be here to support you. And I really hope you win it. Definitely going to be voting for you.
I hope. Everyone's bringing their army, so we'll see.
I mean, to bring their army. I mean, you have to bring the best in order to be entered. So obviously, you're a really great contender.
I'm grateful to even be nominated.
Right.
So
that is so good. It's a great stepping stone. And you, young
being Joseph, only 17.
And you know, young Joseph, you have a lot to bring to the table. And I look forward to seeing more of what you do. And be like,
well, I'm glad you can.
I knew him when.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Here's the episode, everybody. You know? Just, like, check it out sometime. That's going to be awesome.
Take a selfie right here.
Okay, we're going to get a selfie. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. All right, let's get some photos, everybody, okay?
All right.
Okay, we got some great pictures and everything, and he's so excited. Now, tell me your name again for
Joanna.
Joanna. Miss Lucy.
Miss Lucy.
Yeah, Miss Lucy. Yep. And, you know, this is our, like, what, second time seeing each other in person? Because we always meet each other at the fashion show, so it's been a while since we've seen each other in person.
Yeah.
But, yeah, are you so excited for your son?
I'm excited. I'm very excited for my son.
I know you are. This is so exciting. I hope he wins.
No matter what, even if he wins or don't win, I'm proud of him. He's only 17 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's pretty good being in something like this at a young age.
It is. It's a really great for the resume. He has, since he's so young, he has so much to offer. Long way to go. And I said, I can say, I knew him when.
Yes, you know? Yes.
And I'm like, here's the link to the episode, everybody, so make sure you check him out.
I knew him when.
I knew him.
And it's just the beginning.
It's just the beginning. Okay, tell me, what is the name of his social and the...
Termini Media.
Termini Media. Termini Media. I like that. You heard it here. Joseph, can you give us a shout out of your social so people can check out your awesomeness?
My Instagram, which is mainly my only social that I actually post on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do have a YouTube, but my Instagram is...
What'd you do?
Oh. My Instagram is at TERMINI underscore media, and that is Termini Media.
Yes, awesome. You guys, you know what to do now. Okay, so make sure you guys check it all out. We're getting ready to go inside here and hang out. Me and Mr. Chedge are going to have a lovely evening and watch all these wonderful indie films. It's been my first time at a indie film festival, and I'm really excited. So it's here at a library, so we have to be kind of quiet. So we will come back, and I will tell you all about it when we are done watching and definitely voting for my friend, Joseph. Make sure you check out his handles. All right, here we go, you guys. It's time for the Indie Film Festival. So exciting. Okay, tell me your name.
My name is Tiffany Pashan.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And
what's
you are working
name?
With Joseph on At War with Love.
Yes.
And I'm Lisa Cody with High and Doing Things podcast.
It's so nice to
Joseph
meet
Joseph invited
you.
Me, so I'm here to support. So I'm here to
I'm
support
so
you
happy
too.
To
so
have
super
you
exciting.
Support.
Of course, yes. Okay, I'm super excited. I think you're going to get some pictures and everything like that.
I'm excited to see you on a bigger screen.
Yeah, that's going to be so, so exciting. Cool. Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
We'll chat. We're all going to sit together.
I'm going to go inside. And wait till it's ready.
All right.
Give me a shout when you're ready to go.
All right, my darling
one.
With
you, or you got it.
I got it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm falling asleep and I just can't sit here anymore.
All right, so Mr. Touch went to go sit down outside. He's like, I want to stay away. So I'm like, I'm watching my bag.
Featured in this film.
Yes, I just chatted with her. She's a star in it. Too. Yeah, oh my goodness,
she's a model in the film.
And also on the front screen.
Yes, that's her.
On the ads that we saw on social media, the two people.
The other guy, I don't think he's going to be able to make it, but she is here.
So that is really good.
Yeah, okay, so
we'll
talk to her.
Yeah, I will. I'm so excited. Look, everybody is arriving. Oh, this is excitement. This is really fun. I'm excited. This is a good time. You know, I just met this really lovely lady named Lola. Now, Lola, what brings you to the festival?
Actually, it was something that I ran across on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
It sparked my interest to be able to maybe find a start in acting.
Yes, there you go.
Singing, dancing, commercials.
You got to start somewhere. How do you do it? That's right. That's right. The sky's the limit. Oh, that's exciting. I'm excited. So Tiffany, she's the star in this film here called At War With Love. So that's really exciting. And I'm going to go chat with her right quick. So we're gonna get that together and stuff. Did you get some snacks or anything yet?
Yes.
I got my water.
She's beautiful.
Isn't she beautiful? I love her hat. Sparkling. Oh my goodness. All right, let's go say hi. All right, so we're back here with Tiffany. She just got some snacks. We're both freshly, like a cookie right now, feeling really good.
I'm freshly prepared. I'm hydrated now.
Oh yeah, right. I gotta stay hydrated. Where's my water? We gotta have water.
Cheers.
Cheers, darling.
Hydration.
Hydration is important.
It's the key.
It is the key. It definitely is the key. Oh no, I got myself hooked. Here we go, I got it. Okay, there we go.
I'm loving your cape right now.
Thank you. That look okay?
What's your favorite pin out of all of these? Or like your top three, actually. That's
Oh my god. Okay, so like my top three. Okay, my hair is in the way.
You're okay.
All right, so I really like my little nugget. Like, you know, my little weed nugget here.
I
my
love
little
that.
Cannabis
I didn't see
nugget.
First.
And then over here, it's this big heart patch right here because my husband gave it to me. So
oh, that's
my number
cute.
One favorite. Then my little nugget. And then if we're going to go in one number order. And then next is, of course, the mushrooms.
Oh,
and then
so
the bunny.
Delicate.
Isn't that
the
cutest?
Yeah, especially how it like shines golden whenever it reflects on the lights.
Yeah.
It's super pretty.
So I have to keep track of them so I don't lose any, which has happened before. And I, you know, so I have to be careful when I hug people and everything like that. There's this one on here.
How do you go about collecting them? Did you collect them like every time you went to a new like place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I did. I really did. I like to find them at random, you know, because it's like the hunt. It's fun, you know, just finding like, oh, this is cool. I'm going
to
buy this.
And you have memories attached to each one too, so that's really cool.
Yeah, I really
did. I do the same thing kind of with collection. Whenever I go to a new ocean, I collect seashells and sand. And I get like these really intricate jars to put them in, and I'll go to like vintage stores or like Savers or something, and you can find like really old, really cool like glass pieces.
Yeah.
And each one has like its own unique glass piece of seashells and
sand.
Oh,
that's dope.
And
I
it's
like
so
that.
Cool because like every now
he
and then.
He labeled them so you know like where you got it from.
Yeah,
which
I get
beach.
Them like laminated and it's cute.
Yeah, that is really cute. I
and
like that.
And anytime like, I miss or like I think about that place, sometimes I'll like open the jar and like listen to the little seashell because you can hear like the waves and stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, I like that too. I love it too. That is so cool. It's fun collecting things. You know, it just brings you joy probably when you look at them, don't they?
It does.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to keep myself away from being that like hoarder when I get older though with all the memories.
I know, you'd be like, I have all of these and I'm keeping all of them.
It's kind of bad because I do that with clothes, shoes.
The clothes come back around.
They do, so I can't get rid of them.
Like the 90s stuff, I identify as a vampire, so I've been around the block a few hundred times, and like the 90s stuff is in style again. And I'm like, and then some of the 80s stuff, and I'm just like.
Even the 70s. Stuff is coming
well, the
back 70s
stuff. No, okay, no, I can get with the 70s stuff. I can get with like all that, but I'm just like, what in the what? I've worn this before. So you know how that funny joke? Or I think it's funny to me anyway. People say old people are senile. because they're old. No, they've seen it all.
They've seen all the aisles.
Yeah, they've seen all the aisles. Like, the clothes repeats around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I actually collect so much of my mom's stuff back when she was in college, too.
Yeah.
And my mom and I are both clothing collectors. And we not only have our own closets, and, like, we both have kind of walk-in closets. Nice. So they're a decent size.
Yeah.
We've taken over my sister's old closet from when she used to live there, so gone.
More space for your clothes.
There's, like, 10 totes in the garage full of stuff, too.
Uh-huh.
And I also, like, split a bunch of stuff with my best friend, too, so all in all, I probably have, like, 4 rooms full of clothes.
That's nice, though. But, I mean, do they bring you joy?
It does.
And it's fun to have different outfits.
And honestly, I cycle through my outfits every year. And what I do is if I haven't worn something in the past year, then I put it in donation.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's good. You know, so there you go. And then go buy something else.
Yep.
It brings you joy.
And the closet stays getting bigger.
That's awesome. So you're in this film. You're the star in this film.
Mm-hmm.
Are you so excited? Is this your first time doing a film like this?
Yes. This is one of my first years starting on film work. I've been modeling for about 3.5 years now, but I haven't stepped into, like, the acting or filmmaking realm until this year, this past year.
Okay, yeah.
And it's been super exciting and fun to start doing.
That is exciting.
I have a couple more films that I'm going to be working on throughout the year that I can't talk about, but
Did you hear that here? She's working on more films, you guys. So you heard it here first. Stay tuned. We don't know what, but we're going to stay tuned. We're going to see you on the screen.
You'll see me back next year.
Next year. We're going to see you on the screen. Is this your first time, like, on a screen like this?
Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for it, especially because I got to do this film with my friend Joseph, who I've become super close to, especially after working on the film together.
Yeah.
Everyone else in the cast was super awesome. I loved working with them all.
Yeah.
I have projects with pretty much everyone in that team coming up here soon,
It opens up more doors.
Mm-hmm.
And
it opens up more opportunities.
Out there. Yes, because you just never know what opportunities are going to happen if you don't put yourself out there just a little bit. And sometimes it's not like a big giant step. It feels like a big step. It is. But like,
also,
like, just put yourself out there. Just go to the event.
True.
Go to the audition.
And I will say, people in, like, the creative and entertainment scene, like, they're so friendly and open.
Yeah.
And especially if you get to know the right crowd and the right people, they will introduce you to so many different people and different projects.
Yeah.
Honestly, a lot of my work, most of, like, 75% of it has come from word of mouth and getting to know people.
Yeah, same here. Joseph invited me. You know, we've done things with the Kansas City Fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been involved at Kansas City Fashion Weeks and different, like, stuff. And then I go to, like, bookstores. I just do all kinds of things.
Same,
but
yeah.
You just talk to people. You
exactly.
know, and just like, hi, how are you? And like, can we came in and we said hi to each other? And everybody just met today.
For a long time when I first started modeling, I was very shy and nervous about reaching out to people and getting to know them. But the more that I went to different, like, runway shows or, like, meetups and things, you really learn that, like, people are very open to talking and getting to know other people.
Yeah, they really are. They
and
want to. They
love
connection.
To know your stories, what you like to do, what you're passionate about.
And what are you passionate about, Tiffany?
I am very passionate about creating.
Yes.
And I'm very passionate about telling a story and things that I do.
Yeah.
I love to take, like, raw emotions and portray it in different scenes that I display. I think that's so much fun.
That is so fun.
I'm also a person that is super passionate about traveling the world, so I'm looking to become a travel model and actor.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
The next few years.
Well,
I'm
going to be excited to also say, like I said earlier, like, to Mr. Young Joseph, I get to say I knew you when. And you too, Tiffany. I get to say I knew her when.
We're going to know each other for a while.
I hope so.
I need to get your
social media. Okay, let's do that.
Well,
let's do that. All right, everybody. So I think we're going to, like, pause for a second and, like, chill for a minute and then exchange information and verbally.
Yes.
More in a second.
And wait with anticipation for the doors to open.
I know. I'm excited. All right, here we go.
Me too.
All right, so we are sitting in our seats right now, waiting for the show to start. I am so excited. And we have to vote, I believe, at the end for what film we liked the most. We're all sitting here. We sit in a fourth, all sit in the same row together, everybody. So this is really exciting.
Of course.
We're talking about Young Joseph.
Habibi, I always speak.
I like your accent. It's good.
Very good, thank you.
but I hired him as a client. Or I hired him first.
You hired him first.
I think after that, we just kind of clicked. Because it was like for a 90s themed workout video.
Oh, is that what you guys did?
Yeah.
That's
it was
awesome.
It was like...
How long ago was that?
It was been a minute. I think it was a year. I don't even remember our anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm terrible. Don't tell him.
I won't tell him. I won't tell him. That's so funny. Zipper, you know, everyone here listening will know that.
Almost
but that's
a year. Yeah, July.
Since July. That's awesome.
July 20th and...
Of this year? Oh, no, last year.
Last year.
Last year. Last year. Last year. Okay.
When are you in time?
I know. I don't know. Time is...
Daylight savings, I understand.
Yes, it's so weird. Daylight savings, imaginary time. I'm just like, it's made up. It's great to all this. I'm always on time. What do you mean?
I'm the same. Yeah, and then since then we kind of clicked, which is cool.
Well, that's good, because he's a really awesome dude.
He is.
Really kind, genuine person.
Awesome, talented.
He got me out of my hiatus. I've been on break here at the High and doing things for a little while.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, because we were busy moving and everything like that, so I've been taking a break since January, but I'm like, of course I'm going to come out for you, Joseph. I'm like, I'm recording, we'll air this later. You guys will hear it, but you'll hear it in live time. So anyways, it's going to be fun. All right, I think it's almost time to start to shoot. We're getting last photos. Everyone's checking in and everything like that.
I hope so.
I'm excited to vote. How do we vote?
I think that's after. I think after every
film. Is it paper? Or is it like... It is paper like you said, babe.
It's in person, which I know. I don't remember how in person. I think it might be paper.
Oh, okay.
I'm right.
Oh, okay.
I might be wrong. Don't call me.
I don't know either. Where's my water? Oh, okay. I have water. And dry mouth. And getting freshly. All right, it's time. Joseph, Tiffany, are you guys ready? Ready to start the show? Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Not ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. I'm excited. Okay, everybody, we're excited. Are you excited?
Yes.
What's her name?
Don't know.
I can't forget names. Are you excited?
Yes.
I'm excited too. Okay. Everybody's excited. We're getting started. Okay, good. It's showtime. Okay. Everybody, let's go. Okay, so we just got done watching everything and it was amazing. Joseph won for People's Choice Award. So exciting. Are you so excited? I bet he is. It's okay. You did a really great job, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. It's just like hectic. We're all like walking out right now and everything like that. But that was really, really good. How did it feel wearing that glitter on your face?
Honestly, it felt super nice to take it off.
I bet.
Having it on, it was super uncomfortable because I felt like I couldn't move my face at all because I had to keep retouching it every 5 seconds.
Oh, yes, I bet.
But when I took it all off and, like, my shower afterwards, I've never had a smoother skin.
I bet.
Like, I'm serious. It was so soft.
Super soft.
Yeah,
I bet.
Was, like... I went up to my mom afterwards. I was like, this is the trick right here.
Oh, yeah, that's
it. Like, if anyone wants to know, Vaseline, cover yourself in glitter, take a shower,
and then
smooth
it all off. And then you're good to go. That is awesome. I like that.
Thank you.
Cool, you got a gift. You won an award. That's awesome. You did a good job.
Okay. Yay.
You gotta take a group photo. So congratulations. I'm gonna go. You'll hear about the episode and I'll let you know, okay? I'm so proud of you. Okay. Definitely voted for you for everything. Top tier. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. That was awesome. That was really awesome. That was really great. It was my first film festival.
First one?
Yeah, first time ever going. So yeah, we really did. It was really fun. That was really neat. Are we going to do that again? Are you going to be doing that again?
Yeah.
Does this happen often?
Two more this year.
Two more this year? Okay, well, I'm following you guys on social, so I'll be checking it out.
Okay, awesome.
All right,
bye.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I am Lisa Cody with High and Doing Things podcast.
Oh, High and Doing Things podcast.
Yes,
nice.
Yeah, I've been
nice.
Around
nice.
For
Kwaku.
Kwaku,
yes.
Nice to meet you.
Too.
Nice to meet you. Check me out and we'll like definitely chat and everything. I am on Instagram primarily. So that was really, really fun. Now me and Mr. Tetch are going to go home and get freshly again. Watching everyone get their photos and everything taken. But this was really nice and very chill vibe and I really enjoyed it a lot.
And you got given a shirt, which I'm excited. So now I'm going to wear it. So I have a film festival shirt, which is exciting. What did you think?
It was great for people to get out and do their, get started making films.
Yeah. Yeah, We Film TV Fest. That's what's up. I'm excited. I liked it. It was fun. And they're going to be doing it again. They have some more shows, so we have to check them out, especially when they're like low-key like this. You know, it's a really chill vibe. It's definitely a vibe. Well, we enjoyed ourselves a whole lot. And it's time for us to go. Mr. Touch is tired, I can tell. Oh, no? Shaking your head, no?
I want to go out dancing.
You want to go out dancing now? Okay, we're going to go out dancing.
Do the Macarena.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking I'm going to break onto the Macarena, like, right here. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. But this is fun. I guess I said bye to everyone already. I think that's time to go. It's time to go and say goodbye to all our friends.
Goodbye, friends.
Goodbye, friends. F-I-L-M film. It's time to go. Goodbye. Okay, so we're home now.
We're home.
And, you know, I wouldn't say about how we feel about all the films. I thought that some of them, especially Joseph's, was very visually striking.
It was beautiful. The cinematography was really something. He had good camera angles, and the models were well-dressed, and the makeup was pretty amazing.
Yeah, and the way the progression of their skin changing, like he was talking about, was, you know, you can see it in the film how it, their skin did change and what he was trying to portray through his film. And I thought that was cool. And then some of the other films that we watched, because there was 9, some of them were, you know, thought-provoking.
Yeah.
And funny.
Check.
And some of them, I thought...
Some of them made me say, ha, ha, and another ha after that.
And some of them made me, like, I thought they were kind of, like, kind of scary. Kind of like, what the heck and hell was happening?
Yes, heck and hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Double check for heck.
Yeah, because I was like, what?
And as well for hell.
Mm-hmm. But overall, I had a good time for the first, you know, indie film festival that was ever here in, you know, in Kansas City that we're visiting.
I laughed. I cried. It was better than Cats.
Oh, hush. What is that from?
I don't remember.
Like, who said that? But it was really fun. And I like the snacks. And now I need to eat some stuff because we have, like, dinner going now. But we had fun. So thank you so much for inviting us. And congratulations again, Joseph. I'm so happy to be able to say I knew you when... Keep on making awesomeness.
Make sure you're home before the streetlights come on.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. See you, Grandma.
Thank you for listening to this episode. You can follow this podcast on my socials at High and Doing Things. You can also support this podcast with a donation of any amount via the links provided. You can send me questions or comments via DMs, and maybe I'll play and share some of those on upcoming episodes. Until next time, Lucy loves you, and thank you so much for listening and supporting High and Doing Things podcast.